The pressure is on for schools to improve reading scores in Michigan. Last fall, the state legislature passed a bill that will require schools to hold back third graders who are not proficient readers. The bill goes into effect in 2 years, and there are a few exceptions for students. At Blair Elementary School in the Traverse City area, students have traditionally struggled to become proficient readers. But 2 years ago, Blair kids improved their reading scores more than any other elementary school in the district. IPR's Morgan Springer checked in to see if they pulled it off again last year.
At the start of the school year last fall, roughly half the students at Blair Elementary School were lagging behind, reading below the national average. Fast forward to the spring, and a bunch of those kids weren't struggling anymore. Here's Blair Principal Kirsten Morgan.
22% of our kids showed growth in our achievement.
That's a fifth of the kids who were struggling to read now reading well for their grade, making their chances of being held back much lower. Even the kids who didn't read at grade level improved, nearly 8 out of every 10 of them. Blair showed the highest growth of any elementary school in the Traverse City Area Public Schools District this past year.
We absolutely feel like we're on to something when it comes to showing huge growth with kids.
What we're seeing is that we are making a difference for the children there, and they are growing.
Paul Soma is TCAP superintendent.
Our challenge moving forward is sustaining that growth and having those kids actually catch up.
Blair has the highest percentage of kids with special needs in the district, the highest number of English language learners, and a lot of the kids have behavioral needs and families that are struggling financially. Blair students routinely start out below grade level, so even though they improved their reading scores more than other schools in the district, they're still lagging behind.
And until we are able to really, again, capitalize and close that actual achievement gap, I don't know that we can say that, you know, we've accomplished what we've set out to.
The district has already put extra resources into Blair. The school has one more classroom teacher than other schools. They have extra staff to help with reading, special ed, and behavior. They implemented a behavioral program that cost extra money. The schedule changed so kids could read longer at school, and they offer a free parent support group. But Kirsten Morgan says they still need to do more.
It's literally trying to squeeze water from a rock, right? And my job is to continue to look for ways that we haven't maxed out.
Morgan says they'll focus more on summer learning opportunities. This year, they've started a summer book club. And she says she's working to recruit more great teachers and pushing the teachers she already has.
How do I take the incredibly skilled people I have that are already working really, really hard and say, okay, now I need you to do this. I need you to do this more.
She needs more for the students, and in part because the clock is ticking on that third grade reading bell. Blair kids have struggled on the state test, the M-STEP, that will decide which third graders advance to fourth grade. If they continue to struggle and don't become better readers in the next 2 years, more than half of the third graders could be held back. And even as Morgan tries to squeeze water from a rock, Superintendent Paul Soma says making most third graders proficient readers will take more than what the school and district can offer.
If society does not come together around this, and if this is considered only a school problem, then it is impossible. Our hope rests, however, in people realizing and recognizing that this is not a school problem. This is a societal problem.
Soma says schools do have a large role to play in helping children overcome obstacles, but they can't do it alone. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.